It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. The participatory budgeting process is now underway in many New York City neighborhoods. That means anyone 11 and older can nominate and vote on projects in their district that they believe should be funded through a pool of money the City Council sets aside. Former City Council Speaker Melissa Mark Viverito was one of the creators of this initiative, as well as one of the first City Council members to adopt it in their district. She joins us now. Good morning, former Speaker.
Good morning.
So you were involved in the early days of this project when this started in 2011. Would you remind us how it works and tell us how it's changed over the last decade?
So we were inspired by a local council member actually from Chicago who was engaging in participatory budgeting in his district. And there were a group of four of us council members at the time, as you indicated, 2011, that decided that we wanted to bring this to our communities. We decided to go through a process of engaging our constituents in being able to vote on what projects they would like to see funded in their districts. Getting constituents to really be part of that decision-making process on the ground was critical. So it was a great opportunity to do it, implement it, and it was received very well in our communities.
Now there's a new citywide initiative, too, through the mayor's office. Tell us about that. And how is that different from participatory budgeting at the council level?
So the difference is that at the city council level, we have the ability to do this within our districts for those council members that opt into the process. Now we're actually seeing this being rolled out, embraced by the administration, by the mayor's office, and has to be implemented citywide. So it's a very different level of engagement. And I'm hoping that, one, it is successful because it's the first time we're doing it at the citywide level. But second, that maybe it has us look at other mechanisms that we can implement at the city to really further strengthen our democracy and the democratic values and to really encourage greater civic participation in decision making.
Advocates of participatory budgeting say it gives people direct access to the democratic process. Opponents say it's bureaucratic and takes too long to accomplish anything. In your opinion, Melissa, what's working with it and what can be improved?
I believe that it works. And if you have buy-in from government, it can work even better. So when I decided as speaker, when I became speaker, to then put the resources of the city council at the disposal of the members, it really did help facilitate and make it less bureaucratic. So now we actually have this embraced at a citywide level. There's obviously an office of civic engagement that is happening and going to be in place. And so now you have administrative and mayoral citywide resources being put into the functioning of this process. So it'll make it function better. And so anybody that is a critic of it will find a rationale or an excuse that they can hang their head on. I don't think we should be poo-pooing or discouraging anything that brings the constituents and the residents of the city of New York closer to government.
I'm glad you brought this up. Districts can opt in or out of the program. Among those who opted out this year were your own former chief of staff, Diana Ayala, the council member right now for District 8, who succeeded you. Do you have a sense of why she doesn't want to participate?
No, I don't think it's any reason. This has anything to do with her not embracing the values of participatory budgeting. Sometimes, as I indicated, when you are doing it and implementing it yourself, it is something that demands a lot of attention. So I think it was just some issues having to do with where her office is at the moment.
I'm curious, have you spoken to Ayala about this?
I have spoken to her, yes. And my understanding is that next year, this year will be a little bit challenging. And next year, she is committed to bringing it back. Yes.
What are some of your favorite projects that have come out of the participatory budgeting process?
Well, when we facilitated it, basically a lot of park improvements were part of it. NYCHA residents, obviously, having had the district that represents the most NYCHA housing in the city of New York, NYCHA residents were very interested in seeing local improvements within their developments. Again, there's sometimes issues that you maybe are not completely on your radar that get brought into your radar through a process that is, again, really encouraging. And it also actually encourages people across communities, even within your own district, to understand the challenges that their own neighbors are facing that maybe they weren't aware of. So you do see that level of engagement across communities that maybe are not having a lot of interaction with each other, but that people get to a level of awareness. And that's what this is really about. It is about bringing community together, but understanding that we all have a responsibility to each other and that we all should be working collectively to really bring ourselves and to bring the quality of services to everybody.
Melissa, how do you see this project evolving? And what is your ideal scenario of participatory budgeting in New York in the future?
Well, I say that participatory budgeting is one aspect, what I like to categorize as like participatory governance. So it shouldn't just be about budgeting, right? Although that is obviously a very important element because where we put our money is a reflection of our values. But also it is about policy enactments, right? City agencies are putting forward policies and procedures that impact our lives each and every day. So we should be looking at mechanisms within city agencies that bring in those voices as decisions are being made. So I think that I would like to see this evolution and figuring out ways that we can expand it just beyond the budgeting process. So that's what I'll be looking for.
We've been talking with former City Council Speaker Melissa Mark-Viverito. Thank you very much for talking with us about this.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Idea generation meetings for citywide participatory budgeting are being held across New York through October. Any New York City resident 11 and up can participate.